Sacramento Confiscate Urine Bottle, Smoke Bomb on Third Night of Protests. By Joel B. Polak on August 30, 2020. Sacramento police made two arrests Saturday night as a third round of protests against law enforcement made its way through the city. There were isolated incidents of vandalism, including graffiti on a bail bonds office that read, "Police are domestic terrorists," according to CBS Sacramento. CBS Sacramento reported. A third round of protests following the shooting of Jacob Blake in Wisconsin is unfolding in downtown Sacramento on Saturday following two straight days that saw multiple buildings defaced and damaged. Antifa Sacramento, which led a demonstration Friday night, warned protesters on Facebook of a potentially armed individual who they said may in the streets of downtown on Saturday. Mayor Steinberg tweeted out a response to Saturday night's event saying, "The last two nights have been challenging for our city. Any damage to public and private buildings is wrong. But it is also important to have a perspective, especially where other cities have experienced injuries, deaths, and large-scale destruction." On Saturday, events turned out less destructive than the day prior. But CBS 13 crews witnessed several instances of graffiti and some damage to buildings. Some windows at the Sacramento Music Circus were broken. Riots erupted in other cities, including Oakland, Washington, D.C., and Portland, Oregon, where there was a fatal shooting. In Kenosha, Wisconsin, the site of last Sunday's incidents in which Blake was shot by officers, 1,000 National Guard soldiers were on the streets. There was a large, peaceful protest on Saturday, though one of the speakers called for retaliatory killings. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.